And now, it's time to catch up with the week's events as HCR 104 FM presents the omnibus edition of Huntsford.
Alison, it was this evening you wanted to stop take, wasn't it?
But yeah, if possible. Is Dan picking your kids up from nursery today?
Yes, everything's arranged. He's doing today's pickup and I'll do tomorrow's. We usually alternate.
How is he getting on with his new job? It must be a big change for him.
He loves it and he's doing really well. Oh. He's so pleased to be learning a new trade and he loves going to college.
Oh, good. He hasn't fallen foul of Robbie then. Robbie's a jealous type. I imagine he doesn't like the competition.
Apparently it was a bit tricky at first, but things are okay now. Anyway, I can only find 8 smooth and silky conditioners. Is that right?
I think so. They've been selling really well.
How many did we start with?
50.
Can't believe we're selling so much product after all the problems with Judy's stock.
I know. The shampoo's been flying off the shelves. One customer told me it was because we refunded her for Judy's products without her even having to ask.
I guess we took a hit initially, but now our approach seems to be paying off.
It certainly does. Not only have product sales gone up, bookings are up by 30%.
Let's hope Raymond's pleased, and especially Fiona.
Oh, it's so nice to be having lunch together like this, isn't it?
Yes, I'm so glad we all get on. It's as if we'd known each other all our lives. And Sam, I can't tell you how good it feels to have a sister.
Yeah, it's a bit weird, isn't it, Rachel? When you're an only child, or think you're an only child, you'd do anything to have a sibling. And here we are.
Oh, dear. I feel so guilty about giving you up, Rachel, and then keeping you a secret. But once the decision was made to have you adopted, so...
Come on, Mum. I feel I can call you that now. Both my adopted parents have passed on. We've been through this and talked it out.
Oh, yes, but...
She's right, Mum. Lighten up. Rachel and I have agreed not to compete for your attention, so you can get over your guilt and move on.
I love your dry sense of humour, Sam. It's like we were made for each other.
Oh, dear. Henry seems to be wearing his spaghetti as a hat.
Oh, no. Oh, I'll clear it up.
Don't worry, Mum. I'll wet wipe him and find some cheese and carrots for him to nibble on.
Thanks, Sam. You're so good with my little monsters. Actually, I know I'm pushing my luck, but could you look after them for an hour or so after lunch?
Oh, Sam, I'm sorry. I should have mentioned. I thought I'd show Rachel my constituency office. Do you mind babysitting?
Oh, not at all. I'd love to. I'll take them round to the flat to meet their Uncle Mario.
Oh, are you sure Mario won't mind?
Well, of course not. I'm sure he'll love them just as much as I do.
Have you lost your key, Sam? Whose are those kids?
No, I forgot to bring my extra pair of hands with me, so I had to press the bell instead of using my key. And these are Rachel's kids. Remember, I told you.
So Rachel's dumped the sprogs on you? That's just great.
No, I wanted to look after them. Olivia and Henry, meet your grumpy Uncle Mario. Aren't they cute, Mario? Oh, I just love them to bits.
Sorry, but kids don't do a lot for me.
If they were your own, you'd think they were amazing. Everyone does.
Don't hold your breath.
Anyway, I must give them a drink. I've got some animal biscuits for them as well. Oh, Olivia loves them. Don't you, Olivia?
Oh my God, what is that smell? It's rank.
Oh, I think someone needs changing, don't you, Henry? Let's take a look. Oh, now that's what I call a poonami.
Oh, I think I'm going to be sick. Take him to the bathroom.
Oh, don't be such a baby. Just pass me those wet wipes.
Olivia, leave that alone.
Shh, Olivia, it's okay. Uncle Mario didn't mean to shout.
Yes, I did. Tell me, why would anyone have kids? Beats me.
Well, you better change your mind, because we're having them one day.
Don't count on it.
Well, if that's how you feel, Mario, then we've got some serious talking to do.
Fine, but let's do it another time, once we've got rid of these two.
There you go, Dad. One cup of tea and two hobnobs.
Oh, I thought all the biscuits had gone.
They had. I just nipped out and bought another couple of packets.
Oh, good move, son. I'm starving. Hey, talking of gone, you'll never guess what I heard last night in the Red Lion.
Go on, surprise me.
Oh, Nick's leaving Huntsford for good.
Who says?
Raymond. Overheard him telling Duncan. Seems Nick's landed this new job in Surrey with a much higher salary and great promotion prospects.
Yeah, right.
What do you mean?
It's a pack of lies, that's what I mean. I reckon Nick made up that story to try and hide the fact that he's messed up with Heather and he's running away.
No, it's not like you to be so cynical, son.
You're right. I always try to see the best in people, but I make an exception for Nick. I don't just trust the guy.
Oh, I know what you mean. I reckon there's a lot went on between him and Heather behind closed doors that we'll never know about.
And now he'll probably move on and do the same to someone else.
Oh, not our problem, son. Anyway, who knows? Maybe he's learned his lesson after Heather ended up in hospital.
Not likely. His type never learn. It's always someone else's fault.
Oh, I hate to say it, but you're probably right.
I am. But look on the bright side. At least we've seen the last of him. Huntsford's a better place without Nick in it.
Good morning, PC Evans.
It's fine to call me Sarah, you know.
OK. What can I get you, Sarah?
A white coffee and a cheese toastie, please. Oh, and a favour as well, if you don't mind.
What kind of favour?
Well, I'm starting up a cycling club and I wondered if you'd mind putting up this poster.
Huntsford Cycling Club. Get fit, make friends and have fun. Sounds good. Is it a police thing?
No, it's nothing to do with work. I want to get back into cycling and I'd like to encourage people to join me. Why? Are you interested?
Could be. My bike's been gathering dust in the garage for years. It's time I started using it again, if I can remember how.
I've taken the scones out of the oven.
Thanks, Vicky. Can you do a cheese toastie for PC Evans?
Coming right up.
Okay. Shall I put the poster up here? Then it'll be the first thing people see when they walk in. All welcome, it says. Even the likes of me?
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
No problem. Right, there we go. Now let's get you that coffee and sign me up before I change my mind. I need to get in shape.
Here's your toastie, Sarah. What were you two saying about getting fit?
Sarah's starting a cycling club. I said I'd join. I could do with losing a few pounds.
Tell me about it. I've put on about a stone since I started here. Sarah, it's an occupational hazard, so sign me up as well.
Good decision, ladies. I look forward to cycling with you.
I love this rhubarb gin. It goes so well with ginger ale.
I prefer a classic Gordon's and tonic, as I said to Bob the other night.
Oh, how's it going with Bob? I know it's early days.
Well, it doesn't really feel that way. You know when you just click with someone? Bob gets me, you know what I mean?
I do. I have an amazing connection with my new boyfriend. He's an eye surgeon, so intelligent and gorgeous too.
Oh, I didn't realise you were dating again. And a man this time?
So what?
Well, I just thought you preferred girls. Have you got a photo?
I've warned her to take it slowly, but I admit he is very good looking.
There he is.
Oh my God, it's Jimmy Fletcher.
You mean, you know James?
Well, we were in the same class at school, and unless he's had a brain transplant, he is no eye surgeon.
It can't be the same person.
Well, does he have a scar on his left hand?
Yes, he was performing surgery and his scalpel slipped.
He was helping his dad break into my neighbour's bungalow, more like. The whole family are petty criminals.
Criminals?
Well, not very good ones, though. Jimmy's dad has been inside at least twice.
I'm sorry. I've got to go home. I'm not feeling very well.
Oh, was it something I said?
Season 4, Episode 51 was written by Jean Fairbairn and 52, Felicity Radcliffe. Alison was played by Jane McCurcher Kay, Laura Carol Hooper, Charlotte Tina Yates, Rachel Vicky Marchant, Sam Chloe Fagan-Webb, Mario Tony Irving, Bob Roger Ems, Robbie Mike Took, PC Evans Julie Young, Carmella Fiona Fish, Vicky Elaine Lambden, Fiona Angie Pike, Chantelle Becky Zarate, and Judy Sonia Anderson. Post-production engineer Sue Rodwell-Smith. Sounds HCR Sound Library and freesound.org. Huntsford's theme tune was composed by Nick Thompson. Produced and directed by Sue Rodwell-Smith, Huntsford was brought to you by Wavelength Productions and recorded in Huntingdon, Cambridgeshire.